Hi, I'm Russ.
And I'm Sean.
And we're two ugly motherfuckers who love watching
and talking about
movies. On this podcast, we are chatting about the 1987 sci-fi action film Predator. We started watching movies together when we were 10 years old in Sean's basement.
That's me.
And 34 years later, we're back in the basement.
Russ's basement, that is.
In this podcast, we're going to mispronounce words,
forget actors' names,
and most importantly, have fun. This is Just Another Review Podcast.
I'll let you do it.
I like this and you like that. It's Just Another Review Podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the Star Wars show, because it's now.
Oh, thank God.
It's now.
John McTiernan wrote Tyrion.
McTiernan.
Not Tyrion. Not Tyrion. Tyrion from Game of Thrones.
Tyrion.
But Tyrion wrote this.
No, we
this.
Didn't.
Shit.
Can we start again?
No, I'd rather not. Let's blow this podcast up.
All right, we're done. Predator came
John McTiernan directed this.
Yes.
Who also directed Die Hard.
Great movie.
And Last Action Hero.
I like The Last Action Hero. It's fun. Have you seen it?
I don't know if I
it's
have.
It's the one where Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's a movie actor, and this kid, he gets a magical movie ticket, which lets him cross the... Okay. Every podcast, it looks like I'm destined to hit something here, but yeah. No.
You
the
talk
kid,
with your hands.
I do. I'm a hand talker. The kid, he gets a golden movie ticket to cross the plane.
Like Willy Wonka?
Yeah, but he crosses the plane into the movie universe. So
Multiverse of Madness?
Yes. He goes into the universe of his favorite action hero, which just happens to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
And they get into really outlandish action because it's all happens within the movie world. So basically what can happen.
Cool.
Can happen.
Is it good?
It's okay. It's entertaining.
Okay. This has been a recommendation for Last Action Hero, the 1993 film starring
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I said it's okay.
Three thumbs up from Sean.
No.
He loves it.
You son of a bitch.
And like I was saying before, this movie is written by Jim and John Thomas, who have pretty much stayed involved in most of the Predator IP, as far as I can tell.
Nice.
Including the most recent movie, Prey.
Which is really good.
Really good.
So, and I don't think you have to watch any of the other Predators to enjoy Prey.
I'm an example of that. Right. I watched Prey. Prey was the first Predator movie I probably ever really saw.
I
feel like I could have seen maybe a Predator versus Alien movie once.
Probably.
Maybe.
I'm sure I dragged it to one.
Oh, hey, who knows? This movie stars that gentleman right there, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold
is here.
He's
working out in the back.
Maybe it's like a whoopee cushion, and Arnold.
Your calves
cushion.
Are too small.
I sat. I sat down on the Arnold Schwarzenegger whoopee cushion, and it made this sound. Okay. Anyways,
Arnold Schwarzenegger's in this.
The rise of fame of Arnold in this.
Like, he's really ripped in this.
We're seeing ripped Arnold. We're seeing handsome young Arnold.
He lost 25 pounds for this movie because he wanted to be more sleek and slender, like a Marine or like a special ops guy. And then I guess through just the filming and the hardships of filming in the Mexican jungle, he lost another 25 pounds during production.
Maybe because he got a stomach bug.
Yeah, supposedly they all got like dysentery from eating bad food at the Mexican hotel.
A little bit spoiled, perhaps.
Then John McTiernan lost 25 pounds as well because he refused to eat the Mexican food at the hotel. So kind of lose-lose for everybody involved.
So I saw Triangle of Sadness because it's now on.
Now we're speaking about, dysentery.
Because it's now on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
So you can stream it. Everyone, go on your Amazon
Triangle
Prime.
Triangle of Sadness. Get sad.
And watch Triangle of Sadness. And it's interesting the guy got Nutella like flown in, and he probably saved most likely it was part of why he saved his life, Nutella. I don't know what kind of point I'm trying to make.
I don't know what point
don't
you are trying to
eat
make.
The local cuisine.
Yeah.
Bring your own Nutella.
Yeah. Or get those shots, right?
Or get your shot. Go get your shots. Get your vaccination
shots. Get your rabies
shots.
Rabies shots?
This was supposed to be a commercial for Nutella, but now it's for rabies shots.
You son of a bitch.
I like that song clip. Do I have to add a coin every time he says bitch?
So you're...
I don't think so.
No, because we're putting our own coins in the swear jar when we swear. Arnold is not here to do that.
Good call.
So it's against his consent of the swear. Maybe he doesn't condone the swear jar. So the rise of fame of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
He has the Pumping Iron documentary in 1977.
Okay.
He becomes like universally known for his weightlifting, like a huge bodybuilder, winning like 5 Mr. Universe titles, 7 Mr. Olympia titles. He's like a sports icon. And then he gets, because of his rise to fame, he starts getting into movies. He wins a Golden Globe for a film called Stay Hungry.
Stay Hungry.
From 1976, which was for like when I guess Golden Globes used to have like
no standards?
A canonical. I don't think they do. It's the highest bidder with the Golden Globes.
I guess.
Best acting debut in a motion picture was a category back then.
Jeez.
And Arnold won it. But he would do, he was doing some comedy stuff back then. So I think even then.
This is 87 though, right? Twins was 88.
Right. So I think but he was doing comedy before Predator. Like he was kind of sinking his teeth in both action and comedy. So I thought kind of maybe Twins was like a standout role, but he was doing a little bit of comedy prior to that. It just nothing really hit the mainstream market.
Twins
until
was pretty
Twins.
Funny. Yakety yak, don't talk back.
I remember seeing it.
Yakety yak, don't talk back.
Don't remember anything about it. He did Conan the Barbarian in 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And then
did a couple of those too, right? Like there wasn't just one. I think there was three.
I don't.
Conan the Barbarian.
He in all of them?
Conan the Destroyer. And then there was Red Sonja.
Was he in all of them?
He's in all three.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Terminator in 1984, which he never was able to work with James Cameron again, unfortunately.
Ever again.
And then into this movie.
I feel this was he wasn't at his peak yet with this. This was his up and coming, right?
I would
this
say Terminator 2 in 91 would probably be his like peak? High point.
You think
like,
so?
I don't think he ever, like he was probably the biggest thing in the world.
Didn't he churn out The Running 91? Man this same year? Predator and The Running Man, I think, came out the same year.
Probably.
Or at least one after the other.
Probably.
Those are two great movies.
I've never seen The Running Man.
Mm.
These are like, I was having a dinner the other night with some family.
I almost started watching The Running Man and I remembered it was on our list. But I was like, well, what's the chances of us picking two Arnold movies anytime soon? Probably fairly slim.
And people doubted my whole resume of being a movie guy because I haven't watched half of the shit we ever talk about. I think there's a big hole in my life in regards to 80s and 90s action movies.
Well, what happened?
I don't know. I was watching like Bridges of Madison County instead or something like that. I don't know.
Maybe it's like were your parents ever into action movies?
No, I don't remember my parents.
See, dad like was like, right. So like he, like it wasn't, it was like twisting his rubber arm. Like dad, like I saw this movie in the theater. I was 9 years old and I got my dad to take me to this movie in the theater.
But
like,
you made him take you?
Probably not. Oh. You know, we would always go see action movies and he took me to every Arnold movie in the theater. It didn't matter that it was rated R.
Because he liked Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and I was very manipulative. I was very manipulative. I was very easy to get him to go see.
Why would you say, like, I'll tell
him? I don't know. I was just good at twisting his rubber arm.
Indiscretions.
Yeah. I'll tell mom you cheated on her you take me to a movie.
The Running Man. Running Man
did
was.
Did you hear that? What happened?
What happened?
I don't know.
Sean flicked the switch.
I did. I touched something and then everything kind of went down.
You got
here
nervous
from
talking
there.
About your family.
Oh, no. Now we're back. That was horrible.
What are you going to splice in there? What are you going to...
I have no idea. I think I got a little bit of work cut out for me. What were we talking about before?
This I think the movie Predator.
You son of a bitch.
So this movie stars Predator.
Predator.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, it doesn't. Starts Arnold.
But you know who was the Predator? A gentleman named Kevin Peter Hall.
Oh, really tall gentleman,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, huge. Like you don't really know until he actually grabs Arnold and pushes him
against
the tree.
That
like,
combat that scene's pretty dude's daunting.
Big. He's bigger than
he's bigger than you.
Arnold. Bigger than me. Bigger than you.
Put together.
In that year, Kevin Peter Hall was in Predator and Harry and the Hendersons. Big year for Kev.
Was. Who was Kevin's who did Kevin replace?
In Harry and the Hendersons?
No, in Predator.
Who replaced Kevin after he passed?
No, no. Who did Kevin replaced a famous actor who was
supposed to be the Predator?
Yes.
Okay, this is real trivial knowledge.
Okay, so you don't actually know. I thought you might have known this in your
I don't know.
Well, I'll just save you from joggling your.
I guess so.
Jean-Claude Van Damme was the Predator.
But he was too tall.
For two whole days. He was too short. And he complained too much. And he wanted to kick all the time. And he complained that the suit was too hot. Rightfully so. In the middle of the jungle wearing a big prosthetic suit.
Yeah.
But you're getting paid a bit. I think he didn't like the fact that he wasn't getting a good credit either. He was just a special effect. You know what I mean? And
right.
He didn't like that. Anyways. I think it worked out for the better because could you imagine a little short Predator running around like a little ninja, like spin kicking people?
That's kind of one of the best parts is when he grabs Arnold and pushes him against a tree and you can see how much bigger he is.
He's just a giant physical presence. I don't think
in a movie of like every single character has giant physical presence and then you see how big this Predator creature is, like, ooh, dude.
Hey man, Apollo Creed's in this movie.
What, from Rocky?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed is like he's built, man. He looks like a He-Man doll.
Yeah,
that dude. He's Carl, like, Weathers.
Yeah, like just yeah, his physical form, like who doesn't want to be ripped like that? I want to be ripped like that.
And you do, and I feel like there must be like a Carl Weathers like workout video. Like if Arnold got so famous by pumping iron, like where's Carl Weathers? Like he did a lot of work.
Yeah. Supposedly between like Arnold, Carl Weathers, and Jesse Ventura, there's like this huge toxic masculinity thing going on in the on set where they would all just constantly trying to work out each other.
Right.
Yeah. So they would always try and one up each other. I think by the end of it, all of them were at the gym by like 4 a.m. in the morning, just trying to get more ripped than the other guy.
Hating each other and everyone hating them.
Yeah.
Jesse Ventura, like you said, is in this, his autobiography, I Ain't Got Time to Bleed.
Ain't Got Time to Bleed.
Is a line from this movie.
Hey man, you're bleeding.
I ain't got time to bleed. He also said the line, bunch of slack-jawed faggots around here. So
whoa, Russell.
That's
a highly outdated language.
Well, maybe makes this movie a little bit harder to hold up in a 2023 lens. Dated. Yeah, it's a little bit dated, this movie. So I don't know much about Jesse Ventura. I know he was like a mayor of Brooklyn Park in Minnesota, then the government of Minnesota. Yeah. I don't know, wrestler turned actor turned politician. I don't know too much about him, but you know.
He's got lots of political opinions.
Hopefully he was a politician. He was elected to have opinions. Bill Duke, who actually was my favorite character in the whole movie. He played Mac. He usually plays police officers or detectives on television.
He was a bad guy in Commando with Schwarzenegger probably a couple years prior to this.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
You tell me, yeah.
I am telling
you. So maybe they liked each other and they formed a bond.
Probably.
And Arnold was like, well, if I'm going to go to the desert, make sure you bring Bill.
Bring Bill and that Sly Stallone. I want Apollo Creed on my side. Bring Apollo. And the governor.
I won't fight Apollo.
Maybe Jesse inspired Arnold's political ventures after this. You know what I mean?
Well, you think,
it's funny that both of them went
both of them became into politics. So there may be.
It's funny we both did the hand gesture.
Well, you said they were very competitive with the working out. Maybe they became competitive. Like, if you're going to be a politician, I'll be a politician.
You stupid fucking Jesse made the governor. I'm going to be governor of California. Screw Minnesota. I'd be California.
The much better state. Not that we would know. This movie cost about $15 to $18 million. It made $98.3 million
pretty
worldwide.
Pretty good return.
And it created like a franchise.
Yeah. There's lots of Predators now.
Yeah.
Well, there's 5 actual Predator movies, but they've dipped and dabbled into the Alien versus Predator universe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
H.R. Giger
had something to do with the design of the Predator, and that's why they're kind of... him and the aliens are in the same universe.
Oh, he was the art director for both. Same artist.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. The Predator was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects. You know who the winner was? Your favorite film, Interspace.
Interspace. I just watched that not too long ago.
Really
good. It was good. It was good. It was fun.
Some of the practical effects were amazing. Dennis Quaid goes into Martin Short's body.
Yeah.
Martin Short.
But they did some like you know, it was back in the sort of earlier days of ILM where they were really getting going before computer graphics. They did a tiny bit, but it was obviously pre-Jurassic Park, so they weren't doing anything major. But so a lot of the stuff, they did practical and used miniatures and all that stuff. So a lot of the special effects were great. Like really, when they start doing that, it really holds up. So
ILM is...
Industrial Light and Ice Cream Licking Magic.
Oh, I love it.
Let's get into this. I think we've had enough technical mishaps. We should just get going before your computer explodes.
Okay, let's do it. In the jungles of South America, Major Alan Dutch Schaefer and his military rescue team,
not assassins,
are hired to extract political hostages or stop a scheme between CIA and Russian military. It doesn't really matter because the real threat in the jungle ain't human.
It ain't human.
It's an extraterrestrial.
What the hell are you?
Referred to as the Predator. Unbeknownst to Dutch and his team, that they're being tracked by said Predator, they carry on their mission, ambush an insurgent camp, and discover CIA agent Carl Weathers Creed set them up, or...
cooked up a story and dropped the six of us into a meat grinder! This is bullshit!
Carl retorts by calling Dutch expendable.
Ooh, foreshadowing.
The camp is surrounded by gorillas...
I don't remember the song I'm supposed to sing here, but it's a gorilla song.
So the team double time
it
back.
Wait. I'm happy. I'm feeling sad. I got sunshine
in a bag. So the team double time it back to the extraction point.
Where the helicopter is.
With a female prisoner, Anna, who doesn't.
But she does.
Speak English. Dutch's team starts to get picked off one by one, and the Predator slowly starts to reveal itself to the audience and its prey. That was good. I was mumbling and jumbling my words.
I felt like maybe the ongoing soundtrack was throwing you off there. Was it?
It's probably just me.
I think it is
you.
My
lack of quality. So the rules of the Predator is it only hunts threats.
Right. You think, if you're unarmed, you're good to go.
Because it's like a trophy hunter.
Yeah, and it doesn't see any sport in just mercilessly killing. Not mercilessly.
Right.
What's the word I'm looking for?
He doesn't want to take advantage of the weak. He wants he finds it
like stepping on an ant. He doesn't do it.
So we don't.
Or she? We don't know. Could be a she.
I mean, we never know. Maybe there is no he or she.
Maybe not. They. Maybe it's just like asexual.
So it hunts threats. It likes to fight fair, right? Because at the end. It puts down its weapon and it wants to like hand to hand combat.
Yeah, it wants Arnold. Let's go one on one. Let's see who the actual tougher being is. Right. Yeah,
it has thermal vision, so it can sense heat sources.
Correct.
It can mimic voices.
Correct. It's like a chameleon,
and it obviously can. It can hide itself. It can camouflage itself.
Yeah.
It can go invisible.
Yeah. Almost. Invisibility.
Any other rules of the Predator?
No, I think you got them all covered there, buddy.
So I think this is the coolest part of the movie for me.
It's a fair fighter, and I like that.
With like all this like a world building it's doing and creating. And because the franchise is built off this movie, like they lay a lot of groundwork here to create this really cool character, which obviously can stand the test of time. Mm-hmm. So very cool. Well done creating a character that we'll all put on our pillows and sleep with every night. I love you, Predator.
You know what they did miss in this movie?
Craft services.
Yeah, craft services, and it looks like any sort of weapons training at all. I don't know. I'm not no
like
expert.
The guns, like
yeah,
the
how
guns?
They handle weapons. It's comical. Like Shane Black. Who's a famous writer, by the way. What did he write, Russ?
Shane Black wrote
one of our favorite movies.
Are you
of
there,
time.
God? It's me, Margaret.
No. Lethal Weapon. Buddy.
Lethal Weapon, buddy.
He was kind of one of the pioneers of action movie screenwriters getting paid.
And he was like big on like if you're gonna use weapons, make sure you're using them.
Well, anyways, he's running around the forest as here, do the audio captioning of what I'm doing. Okay. He's running around the forest like this. No, you gotta like the audio descript it.
Oh, Sean.
Right around the force.
Sean
like
is like holding his nipples, but they're like 2 inches away from his nipples.
And no, this is his gun here. Like, this is a barrel of
pretend
his gun.
Pretend he had big nipples.
Okay, stop. He's like stop. His nipples. Stop. Just stop. Anyways, they're running around the forest and the barrels of their guns are like pointing up at their faces and just loosely dangling around their necks as they're like running around like a tripwire infested jungle. Right. You know,
someone would have shot their head off.
Oh, and there's like this one scene where Billy's standing there and Arnold's like, "What's got you so spooked, Billy?" But like Arnold's literally approaching him with his rifle pointed at his back with his finger on the trigger as he's like, oh, he's like, God. "Yeah, I'm spooked because you've pointed your gun at me."
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, I found it pretty comical. Like I said, I'm no weapons expert, but...
But you do have weapons, so you know the rule. You took a course.
I took firearms course, yes, yeah, so a basic one. So, but yeah, exactly.
You're an expert.
Point the barrel down.
Right.
Stick, keep it out of the mud.
Don't keep your finger on the trigger.
Keep your finger off the trigger. I don't know. It was
on?
Comical.
Yeah.
These guys are supposed to be like... And let's be honest. I like your guy, Bill Duke there, but he's not really the physical... special ops compared to the other guys, though.
Yeah, but he was
he
the heart of that
run.
Film.
He's like, "I'm gonna go get you, guy," and he's like waddling through the jungle.
He's the only one I kind of believed was in the
was
world
real.
Of the movie. Yeah, he's like, "This guy actually has like acting chops," and
like it seems more human than the rest. The rest, yeah. Like you said, it seems just like He-Man characters.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Well, Bill Duke actually seemed affected by what was happening around him. Yeah, I don't know.
And I mean,
what? What were you gonna say?
No, yeah, but yeah, you love you, but yeah. I'm just speaking. Just to finish my point about
Please.
The weapons, the gigantic minigun that Jesse Ventura carries around. You really see someone lugging
right.
through the jungle. Like, I love it that they're not actually showing them having to use their hands and legs and like crawl up like a embankment or something like that. Like, good luck doing that with a fucking minigun strapped to your back.
You'd think with those guns, you'd have to have some sort of tripod.
Well, they're made for helicopters. They're supposed to be exactly on a tripod in a helicopter or something, or on the back of a vehicle or something. I think they modified it to make Jesse Ventura look like a badass. And he does look like a badass.
Come on,
that guy's wicked, but
is he?
I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of big it makes me want to like, you know, go to the gym or something, this movie.
Yo.
Makes me want to pump some iron.
Get sweaty.
Get some sweat on. And wear like a vest with no sleeves.
What about the famous Predator cackle? Do you know where that came from?
Like at one point Billy laughs and the actual
sound of the Predator cackle.
Is he laughing? Is that a cackle? Or is that just him breathing heavy?
I don't know. I just think it's like, you know, like a
bird. Cat.
Yeah.
Like a cat purring.
Something. But you know where that actual sound came from?
Where did it come from? Where did it come from?
Optimus Prime. Peter Cullen, Optimus Prime, was pulled into a sound booth one day and they needed some sort of vocalization for this character and they just threw him in front of a microphone.
That's a human making that noise.
This Optimus Prime, Peter Cullen, who plays Optimus Prime,
okay,
made
calm down.
This sound. I'm not calm.
Whoa, Jesus. You just blew up Peter Cullen.
I did.
Is
he dead now? No.
I assume he's
I'm not gonna
dead
make a
now.
Joke about this.
Stop making jokes about death.
Ugh, I made a joke about AIDS. Everybody's got AIDS.
And you're doubling
AIDS,
down
AIDS,
on it.
AIDS. Do you remember Team America? AIDS. They're making
I only
fun
remember
of that. What was that Broadway show?
Oh, Rent.
Rent.
Yeah.
Everybody's got AIDS.
I just remember Matt Damon and
Matt Damon, and
when the puppets pooed on each other. That's kind of my core memories.
And threw up when he had the big vomiting attack.
Yeah, I'd have to watch it again. I'm sure that movie holds up.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it was meant to be offensive.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't trying to hide the fact that this was not good. I haven't actually seen South Park, Bigger, Longer, Uncut since it came out. Do you think that movie holds up?
I don't know.
Probably
I think
not.
It would be offended the whole time, but it'd be funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, South Park isn't intended to hold up, I guess, really. Mm. It's meant to offend at all stages.
Speaking of franchises that the Predator has spawned, did you know that this movie actually spawned a Broadway musical?
No.
It did.
Well, okay.
It was
Rent?
Actually called Predator the Musical.
Oh, wow.
You got to Google. Here, I got a clip for you.
Okay.
Here.
If it bleeds, we can kill it. She discovered the key. there is proof we can wound it. So repeat after me.
This is Arnold.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Here now, take a stand.
Here now, take a stand.
We can bring down this bastard.
We can bring down this bastard.
If we stick to the plan.
If it
bleeds, we can kill it.
That's amazing. That's awesome. I mean, there's a musical for anything.
And then it kicks into Billy there, and he's like, something's out there.
Off-Broadway, I assume?
No, it's actually a stupid YouTube video.
Not a...
A parody.
It's not called, a real musical.
Yeah, Google it. It's called Predator Musical. It's
I think you've funny. Maybe hit on something. Maybe that's...
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
You discover the key.
You discover the key.
There's proof we can wound it.
There's proof we can wound
so
it.
Repeat after me.
Repeat after
Did
me.
You say you watched this movie in the theaters?
Yeah.
So 9 years old, you took your dad to this movie.
My dad took me.
Well, you said you convinced
He had
your
to
dad.
Say, hey, this, he drove guy's, you. This guy's 16. He can go see this movie.
Oh, because it was rated R?
It was R rated.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, you'd had, I guess he didn't so. Have to say I was 16, but he had to go with me.
A lot of heads were blown up.
A lot of thick, goopy blood in this movie.
Your dad must be a movie guy. He also took us to like Basic Instinct, didn't he? Or no, Showgirls.
He made
us to Showgirls.
No.
Or neither.
He went and saw Showgirls and made us go watch something else.
Oh, okay. I thought...
How creepy is that? Go sit and watch Showgirls by yourself in a theater, Dad.
Are you sure? I thought he took us to that movie. Or I thought he took
no,
us to
No, I think we asked him to and he was like, no. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think we went and saw CB4 while he went and saw something.
CB4. Is that Johnny Cage? Is
no, it's the one with Chris Rock, his old rapper.
Oh, right,
one?
Of course. Yes. We've done it on this podcast.
Yeah. Russ.
I'm black, y'all, because I'm black and I'm black and I'm black, y'all. Anything else?
No, I say let's move on.
Okay, here we go. Understanding the
Wait, is that going to throw you off?
No, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Can you do it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'll try. Understanding the true threat, Dutch and his team set up a number of traps.
Kind
of
Home Alone style.
But the Predator outsmarted them at every turn. Despite the unlimited gunpowder, the team is whittled down to only Dutch and Anna. The two split up and Dutch tells Anna to get to the rotorcraft in which the lift and the thrust are supplied by horizontally spinning rotors, otherwise known as a helicopter. Dutch discovers the Predator's thermal vision doesn't detect him when he's taking a mud bath. Able to enjoy some much-needed respite, Dutch sets up more traps.
Kind of like Home Alone 2.
Lost in New York.
Right.
And calls the Predator to come kill him.
Come on, kill me, I'm here. Come on, do it, kill me now.
Dutch lands the final blow, but not before the Predator can set up a nuclear bomb, destroying itself in the surrounding jungle. Dutch and Anna get picked up by an aircraft. But our heroes will never be the same. Speaking of heroes, can you change the song to something more fun now?
More fun?
More fun. Do you have like... Predator starred Shane Black as Hawkins.
Hey! Sonny Landham as Billy.
Jesse Ventura as Blaine.
Bill Duke as Mac.
Elpida Carrillo as Anna.
Carl Weathers as Apollo Creed.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger as Dutch.
Yeah, there was a nice little...
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah. They all get their own little title card.
And they look right at the camera.
Yeah, it's like this... Yeah.
Did they used to do that a lot in the 80s? Maybe
I don't
they
remember.
Did. I mean, they must have done it for... It couldn't have been the only film that did it. I feel like Ski School or any like 80s movies.
Yeah, like Police Academy.
Yeah, would have been like a little laugh at the camera. But for a movie that's not funny... Except for the fact that
it's like, oh, we're all dead now. And it's like, oh, we're just kidding. We're not dead. We're just actors.
Do you think they know when they're casting Arnold Schwarzenegger and he's saying his lines that he will be perceived as funny? Or do you think the intentions of the film? Well, I guess the guy did. I mean, yeah.
Like his like stick around
do you think
stuff like that.
They knew it would come across funny. Do you think they were aware of the fact that people would enjoy
Predator? I think those one-liners for sure.
But they're not meant to be funny. They're not written funny.
No, like wasn't meant to be funny, right? But I think the stick around when he impales that guy with a giant machete,
right.
That's supposed to be funny.
These one-liners when you kill one-liners.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really like the first half of the movie, but I did enjoy the second half. I thought it really picked up with the action when it was Arnold versus the Predator at the end. That was probably my favorite part.
The hand-to-hand battle.
Yeah,
or just
it seemed like the action, like it seemed like the movie knew what it was doing a little bit more.
I felt like Arnold got a lot done on that day to prepare for his final battle. Like, yeah. Like, I don't know, maybe...
Like, where'd he get all those tools to make all those sharp sticks?
Well, he sure made a lot of traps, and then he made a lot of bonfires, and it's like...
Yeah, it's busy.
And then he had all the energy to fight. You
he
know,
lost
like,
20
man,
pounds doing all that.
I don't know. He would have had a busy day doing all that stuff, and a little far-fetched, but hey, he is fighting an alien creature, so we'll let it slide. Maybe the alien was giving him the day to recoup and sort of... prepare himself to make it a fair fight. You
maybe.
Know what I mean?
I think because he just lost track of him, right? Because he couldn't see him.
Right. And then he kind of went off one way.
And he knew where his trophies were, and he needed to like rip out the spine and the skull of all his trophies.
Right. He was busy doing
trophy
that.
Collector.
Yeah.
So, and then he's like, I'll just, you know, this is how the Predator sounds in his thoughts.
I always enjoy the, theme that they do in the Predator movies. I don't know if they did it in Prey, but where they do a little sequence where he like heals himself. Right. Where the Predator's gotten hurt and he busts out.
He's got his medic kit.
Yeah, he busts out a med kit and he's like in the first one, it looks like he got shot in the leg and he had to sort of cinch it. In the second one, he loses his whole forearm and he like breaks into somebody's bathroom. The second one's actually in the city
in
California or in LA. And he breaks into somebody's bathroom and he like goes through his med kit and makes this blue hot
lava
stuff, and he ends up like cauterizing his own arm and shit like that. So it's cool.
And he's a galaxy traveler. He needs to be able to take care of himself.
Now with that, like you see at the beginning, the little spaceship cruises by, which was not too bad for special effects. Sure. Probably taken out of the vein of Star Wars and the miniature model kind of stuff.
What's that movie?
What I don't know. That one about guys with saber swords and shit.
Like a samurai movie?
Yeah, I don't know. And the goalie with the mask on, that the black goalie that walks around. And he has a trouble breathing and stuff.
Star Wars.
Something like that.
Oh, I'm your father.
Anyways, so the beginning of the Predator mothership unleashes a little escape pod or something. Like, how is this guy going to get back? When he was done,
maybe they just
fighting.
Pick him up. Maybe they just swing by and they're like, "All right, how many trophies you got? 7? Come on back.
All right,
we gotta get back
7's
to the
magic number. You can come home now.
The family reunion back on planet."
I'm trying to
do like a Optimus Prime,
but I can't do it.
Like, what part of his mouth is he using to make that sound?
He's like rolling his tongue or something. Yeah, like.
That's wow. They need to call you for Predator 7.
Hey, if they need a gag sound effect, call me.
Yeah. Gray's anatomy.
That does not sound very right.
50 Shades of Grey's Anatomy. What is Anna's role in Predator 2? Because she's the only character that
she's not in Predator 2, though, so I don't know why you have this written down.
Oh my God. Are you saying the Internet Movie Database lied to me?
I am. There is another Anna in Predator 2, but I don't think it's the same Anna.
All right, man.
It's the girl from The Running Man, and she's kind of like Puerto Rican or something like that.
I mean, whatever, man. I'm not.
It's not Anna, because I read this note, and I was like, huh?
Don't read
my notes.
And
then I went and watched
don't ever read my notes.
Predator 2. I'm watching it right now.
Oh, right now. You're watching
right now
those
on
right
my
now.
iPad. Yes.
You're multitasking. Yes. No wonder there's so
and,
much Anna's technical issues.
It, but there's a different Anna in it.
Okay, well, whatever. You're
whatever,
wrong.
Man.
I'm right.
I liked the one thing I remember told you about watching things with captions. Now that you're old, you can kind of read lines that you maybe never heard before or whatever. But I liked them.
How was it written?
Yeah, or just like, I never realized that when Arnold is standing over the Predator and he's like, "What the hell are you?" It kind of repeats it back to him, like, "What the hell are you?" And I thought that was really
cool. I like how when it laughed at the end, I thought that was kind of corny, but then I didn't realize that was Billy's laugh. Because when Billy laughs after he hears one of the vagina jokes earlier in the film, he laughs really hard like that, and you can hear the Predator kind of mimic
recording
it.
Him or whatever. Like, yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's cool. He's just laughing like Billy.
somebody mashed up when the Predator's doing the setting the bomb at the end. Somebody mashed up that like do, and then it just has Arnold standing there kind of looking at it.
I thought you were doing like an association because the character's name in Beverly Hills Cop is Billy.
No, I was.
Yeah, you did that. Unconsciously. Well, one of the cops, like the Judd Reinhold cop. Is that what was it? Judd Reinhold? Yeah. His characters, I think, I'm pretty sure it was called Billy. Billy those cops. See, I watch movies. All right. Are we good? You want to rate this?
Let's rate it.
This shit is awesome.
You suck.
You suck.
I gave this a modest 3.
What does a modest 3 mean?
It means it's not like a...
Almost a 3.5?
It's almost a 2.5, actually. It's not like a glowing recommendation of 3. It's like, you got there. You got it 3. I mean, definitely because of the second half, but not the first half.
Okay.
It picked up traction till the end. I again, kind of like I mentioned before, I love how it introduced all these cool imagery and iconography. The neon green blood, the three dots, when you see the three dots on people's face, when their head's about to explode. Classic jacked up Arnold smoking a cigar. Memorable lines.
You son of a bitch.
Not my favorite Arnold movie, but and I enjoyed probably Prey better. But yeah.
What is your favorite Arnold movie then?
Ooh, great question. I would say True Lies.
Good one. That's a good one.
I'd like to watch it again, though, actually.
Add it to the list.
Add it to the list.
All right. I used my job maker and I gave it a 3.5. 3.5.
It's one of my favorite Arnold movies and one of the most nostalgic for me. I really enjoy the folklore and franchise of The Predator. And although they are not Oscar contenders, although they kind of were, they're normally a lot of fun. And The Predator itself is a really cool character. The special effects don't hold up so much anymore, but the practical action and Stan Winston costumes certainly do. It's fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
Escapism at its finest.
Yeah, there was a lot of thermal vision shots where I'm like, okay, boring. Got it. Yeah, maybe when they showed that, you know, back in 1987, that was like, oh, cool shot, man.
Maybe it was filler.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, tense filler.
I think it was just tense, building, you know? Tension.
Oh, no. Does he see me? Does he not see me? But I do know one thing.
What? If it bleeds, we can kill it.
So I just want to watch that now.
Yeah, I know.
Are you ready to do some stargazing?
Are you
I mentioned it earlier, but I took my 11-year-old daughter to Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Right.
Because I thought I was being a really cool dad.
Rachel McAdams is in that. Did she direct it or something? She had something to do. No, she just acts in it.
You might have produced it. She might have executive produced it. Okay. But she acts in it. Rachel McAdams.
It's a Canadian production?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But just because Rachel McAdams is Canadian.
I don't know. I had a feeling it was a Canadian production.
I mean, it could be.
I don't know.
Be a Canadian production. I don't really know. I just know that at one point Rachel McAdams looks at a bird and I just wish she looked at me like she looked at that bird.
Aww.
And paints me like the birds in her pictures. I was not a cool dad though. I made my daughter very uncomfortable. So
why?
Because
it's all about girl stuff.
It's all about girl stuff.
Like periods
and stuff. God. And I was like, see, isn't this good? We're learning together. And she's like, I'm so uncomfortable. I want to leave.
So I try and like talk to my daughter about things, and then as soon as it's like something to do with girls, she's like, Dad, it has to do with girls. I'm like, okay, and I like walk away. I was like, okay,
yeah,
go talk to your mom.
She said she would have appreciated this movie.
I can't help you here. I can't help you here.
I try, but
I know I try too, but at times it's like, Dad, no, it's girl stuff. I'm like, okay.
I guess you don't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
So that's my most recent film in the theaters.
I went and saw Evil Dead Rise. We were going to call you, but you don't like horror movies.
I don't like
it. I didn't think you'd want to come anyways. It was a 5 out of 10 at the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think I knew it wasn't going to be very good, but, you know, I've seen all the Evil Deads, and it was something fun to do. And
you said, have you seen Ash, the show?
I haven't seen the show.
Okay,
Ash versus Evil Dead.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. Well, and not as good as the original is what you're saying.
No.
And by the original, I mean Evil Dead 2.
Yeah. Evil Dead 2, which is basically the remake of number one with a budget.
Right.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Army of Darkness is my favorite.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
Ash. You're bad Ash. Or I'm bad Ash. You're good Ash.
You're a goody two-shoes. First you hate me, now you love me. Blow.
Come get some.
Come get some.
Give me some sugar.
I gotta get out of here.
This is my boomstick. And everybody's like, ah, Lick
Cower. As he shows off his shotgun.
I like when he teaches them to fight, and right. like it's like kind of like three moves. It's like a spear, like a, and then rip it up, and then a ha. Like it's like a, ooh, ha, and that's how he taught them. But then at the end, in the end battle scene, they're actually all in a line, and the skeletons are coming towards, and they do the. They're just like ooh, ah, ah. Like they just repeat the same thing, but it actually works. It's pretty funny. Well, like,
I mean, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Black Mirror season 6 is coming out in June on Netflix. Okay. I'm excited for that.
See, I only just like, sometimes I just watch certain episodes, but I've never
don't have to do any order in Black Mirror. They're all,
someone tells me about a specific episode.
And yeah, I go back none of them trickle it. Into each other. Yeah. I really enjoyed just about every single one of them.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah, you like those. Because has it always been
like Twilight Zone, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
It's always Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Always produced by Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good at that kind of stuff. And they do also do that like Robot and Love.
Love, Death, and Robots, which I really, really like too. Yeah. You go.
No,
we're kind of going back and forth. You go.
Just go.
No, you go.
I'm watching Survivor 44, season 44. Are you a Survivor guy?
No, I stopped after like 8 or 9 seasons.
Oh, really?
I watched it in the beginning.
I watched it in the beginning. I think I maybe took
a... I don't have cable, though, so I can't watch it.
Yeah. No, I still have a home phone and cable.
Oh, my God.
I'm an idiot. I like to burn my money. Do you think anyone calls us on our home phone?
No. Like, why do you have a home phone?
Maybe the grandparents do.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Mm. Big D&D themes.
Oh.
Big D&D themes.
In Survivor?
In Survivor. I think...
Like what? The games and stuff?
Yeah. Like it's very like the imagery that they use, the font. I think that it's the same parent company of the Dungeons & Dragons movie and like Paramount. I think it's all kind of like... I see. So I think they're intentionally...
They're riding the D&D wave with their movie.
Right, exactly. Carolyn Wigger is one of the contestants, and that is I'm saying it on mic, I'm going to say that Carolyn wins.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Sure.
I'm going to see if I'm right or wrong.
Sure.
Anything else on your end?
I've been getting into Always Sunny in Philadelphia, season 3 now.
Okay. Yeah. Funny, funny, ha, ha, ha.
Just a nice show you can put on, kind of like The Office or Parks and Rec.
I thought it was inappropriate. Can you confirm?
No, yeah, you can't watch it around my kids.
So not like The Office.
No, I got to kick them out of the room. So it's not quite like The Office. Right.
It's for adults.
Yeah, definitely more adult themed, for sure, for sure. That's all I got, I think.
Okay, well,
Are you playing Legends of Zelda, the new one?
So I was never a big video game guy. Like I had the original Nintendo. I would play in my bedroom as a child.
And I'd come. That's why we're friends, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Because you had Nintendo.
Oh, and you didn't?
All right.
Oh, interesting. Because let's
be friends.
You've probably had every game system since then, and I haven't.
Right. Probably, yeah.
Because you had the Super NES.
Yeah.
That's where Street Fighter really came from, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we would go to your house, and I'd watch you play Street Fighter.
And everybody else. And everybody endlessly. Else. For hours.
But I went from like the original Nintendo to a Wii and now to a Switch.
Right.
And usually it was more like Wii and Switch was all about like, hey, it's a social thing. Let's have everybody over and we can all play video games together. But one of my friends recommended Legends of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. And I was like, oh, man.
Did you beat it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. You actually beat it.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't say that I didn't cheat by going onto YouTube videos.
That's fine. Dude, it's such a big game.
Yeah, but I...
walkthroughs are fine.
But I did. But I would watch a couple walkthroughs, beat the game, and now I'm excited because... Thank you. No, thanks,
that's
everybody.
That's a big game, man.
It's a big game.
I'm impressed.
And then Tears of the Kingdom is coming out this month.
Yeah.
And I probably will buy that.
Perfect.
I'll buy it off you
when you're done it.
Okay.
But I got to finish Breath of the Wild first. Just at the beginning of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you got a long time to go.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a random movie trivia game?
I sure am.
So this is where we have movie trivia game cards, and
just
randomly pick one. Here's one for you. Here's one for me. And there's how many questions per card? There's 4 questions per card.
Fuck.
We're going to take turns asking questions to each other. Whoever gets the most questions wins. Usually it's Sean. Sometimes it's me.
Hey, you won last week.
Yeah, I won last week. There you go.
Last cast.
Okay, here we go.
Cast.
You want to ask me first? Cast. I'm the winner, you ask me first.
All right. What animated film series revolves around a bumbling bear named Poe? Animated film series revolves around a bumbling bear named Poe.
Like Poo?
Poe.
A bumbling bear.
Not Poo.
Not Winnie the Pooh. Poe. This is not like the Bear Necessities guy, you know, no.
You think I'm like gonna give you a hint? He's looking at me like, tell me the answer.
Wait a second. It's an animated series about a bear. No. Wait, just give me a second. It's an animated series. Poe, a bumbling bear. It's a movies, animated, not TV film. Shows. Animated about a. Oh my god.
Okay, you're way over time.
Okay, I know. I guess I'm
Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, fuck off. Who cares? Okay.
She swears so much.
Name two of the three lead actors in Three Amigos.
Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Chevy Chase.
Oh, he did three. That's good for you. Okay, ask me a.
That's on my list,
Jack
actually. The
Black
Three Amigos.
Kung Fu Panda. Yeah, I think I added that.
In what 90s film sees a professional assassin teach a 12-year-old girl how to kill?
Oh, The Professional?
A
PG-13 version of the R-rated Deadpool 2 was released in December of 2018. What was it called? Oh my god. A PG-13 version of the R-rated Deadpool 2 was released in December of 2018. What was it called?
Deadpool 2.
Don't we have the suspense movie music?
Oh yeah. Deadpool 2.
A movie was called Once Upon a Deadpool.
Yeah.
Okay, 1-1. 1-1. Here we go. My chances are okay.
All right. What Robert Altman film is set in an English country estate during the 1930s? Robert Altman film set in an English county estate during the 1930s. Come on, you watched all these shitty movies.
Is it the... I was just thinking about this. Can you turn that music off, please?
No. It's supposed to be tense.
Is this the one with... fucking shit. I don't know.
Gosford Park.
Okay, great.
Great.
Upstairs, downstairs. What actor says, "Here's looking at you, kid"?
Humphrey Bogart?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. My last one to get to.
Okay. True or false? Okay, Jaws was inspired by a true story from 1916. True or false?
False.
True.
Jesus Christ. Here we go. I think you already won. Who is Han Solo's co-pilot in the first Star Wars movie?
Oh. Harry and the Hendersons?
Yeah. Harry and the Hendersons, exactly, who was an Academy Award winner for Best Makeup.
Nice. It was Chewbacca. We all knew.
Underneath the costume is Kevin Peter Hall, also the Predator. This has been another review podcast. I mumbled my words, I slurred my words, I messed up on words,
and
I
remember,
couldn't speak properly.
Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper.
Love you, buddy.
Love you too, buddy.
See you, buddy.
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast.